Radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
It's August 5th, the greatest day ever. On the 5th of August, 1914, the world's first electric traffic signal was put into place in Cleveland. It operated on three colored lights, which are universally known to this very day. Red means stop, green means go, and yellow means hurry up, you can make it! Have a great August 5th, the greatest day ever.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 4.
With SR News, I'm John Scott. Thunderstorms have brought a renewed threat of flooding to parts of Kentucky ravaged by high water just a week ago. The National Weather Service issuing a flood watch through Sunday evening for nearly the entire state. Some places could receive up to 3 inches of rain by tonight, and the storm system not expected to let up until at least Saturday evening. Police are investigating the killings of four people in the small northeast Nebraska city of Laurel. They have arrested a neighbor of the neighbors, or the victims rather. The Nebraska State Patrol has arrested 42-year-old Jason Jones on suspicion of homicide. Stocks finishing mixed. The Dow was up 76 points. The NASDAQ down 63, and the S&P dropped 6. This is SRN News.
You're a dedicated, kingdom-minded pastor, but are you ready to take your teaching to the next level?
So let me explain something. If you don't want to hear about Jesus, don't invite me.
On October 4th through the 7th, join in the Kingdom Agenda Pastor Summit and discover your full potential.
How do I manage? How do I balance? How do I cope with this blessing and brokenness at the same time?
With over 40 workshops to choose from, engage with the Word in the way that's best for you. And there's even sessions dedicated for pastors' wives.
Although we believe that we're in one body, we're functioning like stepchildren.
The path to real discipleship is right in front of you. Are you ready to begin? Register today for the Kingdom Leaders Summit at cap2022.com. That's cap2022.com. Find out why God has called you. Sponsored by the Urban Alternative.
It's electric!
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
I have stories here about the extinction of humanity, and those are, you know, kind of big deals, but it's Friday, so we're going to go with something that I think will electrify a very specific group of people, those who still watch soap operas. Here is the latest evil from NBC. They are taking Days of Our Lives off the network. They're getting rid of their soap to put it on the Peacock, which is their streaming service, so they can make more money. Don't have an objection to making more money. But I did a little research on this, and the demographics generally on the soap operas, in fact, Jay was telling him this morning about his mom used to love her stories. Those are the things that were on DJ. And, you know, for a lot of boomers, in fact, something like that was generally on while we were at school and mom was taking care of business during the day. And they have been dwindling in number over the years. But Days of Our Lives, that's an all-time signature soap. It goes back to the days of radio. I think it's been around for like 100 years in various incarnations. But now, if Grandma wants to watch Days of Our Lives, she's got to figure out how to watch it on the Peacock.
What channel is Peacock? I'm going to call the TV station.
I think that's terrible.
Yeah.
I think that is absolutely terrible. When does this end? At least radio is still free, friends. That's good. And if you pay attention to the morning and afternoon shows here, you know there's plenty of drama. We have our stories, and we tell them. So I am sure there are going to be many sons and daughters of soap opera lovers who will be explaining why Days of Our Lives is no longer available on NBC, and I think that starts September something. I think that's, you know, remember when it was so simple? Do you have cable? And if you did, you didn't have to worry about any of the rest of this stuff, unless you wanted to add HBO or one of those. But now, it's confusing. Like, I am thinking about unplugging, but you got to figure out, well, where can I get the stuff that I regularly watch? Where are the channels? Because I have, I think, there's a lot of empty slots on the cable channel list on WOW, but there's maybe half a dozen channels that I even look at out of all of those. Why can't I order those a la carte? Well, I guess the only way you can do that is to go to Roku, find out what streaming service carries the channels you want to watch and do it that way. But I don't know if you can DVR programs and that kind of stuff, so I'm not a whole lot better off than Grandma. You can just listen to this and substitute. Where's the Smithsonian channel?
What channel is Peacock? I'm going to call the TV station.
That'll be me.
Smithsonian is on Paramount Plus. I have that, Greg. CBS is about the only broadcast station I watch anyway. And, you know.
So if you have Paramount Plus, you can watch local? Or is that coming through antenna?
No, you can watch local also.
Listen to this.
CBS.
I'm getting schooled by Rosie on how to do this.
Well, see, I had cable too. I've been paying for cable, but I never watched it. And I thought, this is ridiculous. You know, I've got other things I can spend my money on. And so I thought, well, really, the only broadcast station I watch is CBS.
Well, I get these notices from WOW that are literally encouraging you to upgrade your internet so you can unplug. I think, actually, the long-term plan for the cable companies, they want to not go out of business. They just want, it's too expensive to maintain, not enough people use it, and only dinosaurs like me and Rich Thomas, the Richosaurus, still gets it too. Well, he's got everything. His media bill must be like $5,000 a month. Anyway, that is our Friday most electrifying story of the day, because it's going to impact some people and make them unhappy. And we are out for your happiness here. I was brought to you by Mr. Electric. When you need any type of electrical work or service done in your home, deal with certified master electricians, the best of the best, and their business model is excellent because everything is done at your convenience. You got a project in mind, they'd be happy to come out and give you an estimate on that project at a time that's convenient for you. And when it's time to do the work, they will give you an upfront price. That is the price you will pay, and they will do the work at a time that's convenient for you. So you don't have to blow up your day at work. What works for you works for Mr. Electric. 245-1566 or MrElectric.com. And now our most electrifying caller of the day. It's Bo Hope.
Good afternoon.
Hey, man.
I wanted to tell you that we use something called YouTube TV, which is basically their cable service, but, you know, it's over the internet. And I know for a fact they have a Smithsonian channel because Air Disasters is one of my favorite shows as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I believe it's like $65 a month, and I think you can try it for free. We're on our way to Auburn right now to go see my little nephews, but I'll see if I can hand one of those like referral things out to you where you get some kind of free trial, and that way you could try it before you have to go and cancel your cable to see if you like it or not.
You know what I need? I need a consultant that can come down out to my house and tell me, all right, here's what you should do. Get the Roku. Oh. How do I record a program if I'm not going to be home to see it? Or is it always sitting there so that I can just search for it and watch it at my convenience? That kind of thing.
You do a lot of that searching and look for your convenience. It has a virtual DVR because I have mine set to record, you know, different programs. So then they're ready for me when I want to see them. So I'm happy to help you out with that. You know, I do information technology for a living, so.
This is true.
Yeah.
This is true.
I was going to say, if anybody could tell you what to do, it would be Bo.
Hey, Bolt, didn't you try the Jamaican jerk chicken at Baumhauer's?
I sure did, and that was the best chicken I think I'd ever, you know, eaten.
I'm glad.
That was awesome.
That is on the Inflation Sucks menu, and a number of people have been trying. I took home a tailgate burger the other day, and that was $7.99.
Right?
Yes, I love it. Bo, thank you so much for the call.
You bet. I'll shoot you an email about that YouTube TV stuff, and then you can just communicate with me there if you're interested.
All right. Is there any request I can play for you today?
Oh, my gosh. I was thinking of something the other day. I always ask Weird Al, you know, do shaving cream.
Shaving cream coming up.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Yeah. Now, again, I just love the fact we had Bob on the show, Bob Baumhauer, on Wednesday. The guy who introduced the wing to the state of Alabama 42 years ago. I did his first radio commercials, and I never dreamed in a million years of evolution that I would be working in the same state with him. And God, over 17 years, we've had hundreds of gatherings at Bob's restaurant, which is really cool. Bob is not happy with the way things are going right now in this country as far as inflation is concerned, and he wants to make sure people can still afford to eat at his restaurant. So he's put together a menu, and he's going to be updating it soon. That's cool, too. Things that you can get. Real great, top-notch restaurant food for under 10 bucks. We mentioned the char-grilled Jamaican jerk chicken. You just heard Bowie didn't make that up. He loved it. Bam Bam chicken with Thai chili sauce, which is my favorite. That's an excellent sauce for sweet potato fries and more. And another chicken option, the Moho marinated chicken breast, basted with their homemade barbecue sauce, served with a half-grilled baked potato and green beans for $9.99. But this week's, the featured item is the char-grilled Jamaican jerk chicken at Blom. I've known him 42 years, and his name is Blom Baumhauer. What am I? Am I in a hurry or something here? What is wrong with me? Bob Baumhauer.
Yeah.
Go to Baumhauers.com. You can check out, of course, all the great chicken and beef and other items. Nana's chicken salad is another good one. It's a great wrap. At Baumhauer's Victory Grill. I feel like I should apologize to everyone for my ineptitude.
Sorry.
That'll have to do. Let's check traffic at 4:13.
Well, we still have an all clear for everybody. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka. Things looking good out there this afternoon. Light to moderate traffic on I-65 and 85 through the interchange. Busiest on East South Boulevard around Narrow Lane, Norman Bridge, and Highway 331. And on Northeast Boulevard, where Ferry Road over to the Wetumpka Highway. Give it a traffic on 31 to Prattville and 231 to Wetumpka, but no problems anywhere. Keep it here. We'll update you. Nothing is more exciting than a new home, and Bruce Dean at Jenko Manufactured Homes can make that happen for you. Over 30 homes to choose from. New homes arriving weekly. Jenko Manufactured Homes, Wetumpka Highway, Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
Brubaker Motors wishes you safe travels out there. Stay safe and remember to buckle up. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at brubaker.com.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your Real Estate Minute. In my 40-plus years in the real estate business, I noticed that home buyers have five obstacles to buying a home in this market. First is the financing approval, being able to navigate all the paperwork and cost of buying in this market. Number two is being able to close on time and being able to move when you want to. Number three is inspections or repair cycle, unexpected repair items and how to get them fixed. Number four is appraisals and will the house appraise for the amount that you're paying. Number five is unexpected closing costs that were not disclosed. The solution is working with a realtor that's been thoroughly trained and knowledgeable and has the experience of decades of first-hand solutions to closing problems, contract negotiation, repair issues with the home, and has the attention to detail to get the right home for the right price with the best financing. For the right answers, call the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or Bo Goodson Direct 221-2883. The Goodson Group.
She's a leader among the growing youth conservative movement. She has spoken at over 50 universities challenging the status quo. She's a regular guest on cable news programs, and she's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents Candace Owens, October 6th at their annual benefit dinner. This year's program honors law enforcement officers. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? Shut up.
I just had a reliable source tell us about a high-speed chase on County Road 40 headed to 31. Now, a lot can happen in a high-speed chase. This is in the Millbrook area, right?
Yeah.
All right. You need to know about it because it can be on you very quickly.
Yeah.
So make sure that you're checking your mirrors, both sides, your rearview mirror, just in case you see Mars lights come flying up from behind. Hopefully they'll put an end to this. And if anybody else has information on this, please call us at 272-9228. Oh, that came from Kenny McMahon.
Yes.
Turf stalkers must be on the job out that way. Hey, maybe they can cut them off at the pass. That's a terrible joke. That's not funny. So be aware that's in the Millbrook area, and a high-speed chase can move from one spot to another very, very quickly. Thank you, Kenny, and as a reward, I'll give your number, 558-1611. If you need a reliable, dedicated group led by Brian McMahon, Air Force veteran, to mow or pressure wash your home, lawn, etc., that's Turf Stalkers. Look them up on Facebook as we welcome Jason.
Hey, according to the information you just gave, that would actually be up in Pine Level, just north of Prattville, heading straight towards the Piggly Wiggly, just south of the Pine Level schools.
Yeah, they've just been through Millbrook.
So it's out of Millbrook then?
Yes, that's north of Prattville.
This is why I don't like to do these things, because by the time we get information, it could be somewhere else.
Yeah.
Yes. I would like to make a request, if I could.
Anything.
Anything?
Anything.
How about Suck It Up?
All right, I'll play it.
I know. You're the main attraction in that one, but it is hilarious. So.
No, that's fine. I am totally okay with that.
Okay. Hey, and I also enjoy very much when you play those Tucker Carlson clips. Keep that up. I appreciate that.
Glad to do it. Thank you. I can't, by the time I'm home and having watched the news all afternoon, I cannot watch Tucker live. I can't, because my head's ready to explode as it is. So I check out the next day when I have better control of my emotions, and it's always good. I mean, he doesn't make a statement on that show that is not backed up by fact. All right, so we have shaving cream and the heel pain thing coming up, and First Cavalry?
Mm-hmm.
First Cavalry.
Yes, yes, sir. I was the, I've been calling you since you've been in town, but I invaded your space Wednesday at the good Bob Howard.
Yes.
I don't know if you remember me. I
do. You came up and shook my hand.
Yes, sir. I shook your hand, and I didn't mean to invade your space and give you a hug. But
you didn't invade my space. I'm always happy. That's why we do that. I want my space invaded.
Oh, okay.
That's why we go there every Wednesday, so I can meet my listeners and thank them, and we can talk, enjoy some good food together. That is my social night out.
Yes, sir. You know, I'm a disabled vet, and I was just so enlightened to see you, meet you in person. I've been telling my wife forever, you know. And, I really enjoyed it. I don't know how many stories you heard from me, but anyway, I really enjoyed your show, and I appreciate the opportunity to meet you and everything.
Well, I thank you for that, and you called it a really good time.
Yeah.
Because I am on edge this afternoon.
Oh, hey, Greg, you're the greatest man. I used to listen to Sticks back when I was in the military, and you're just kind of like a hero of mine.
Well, man, it's a pleasure, and I appreciate you just as much for supporting what we do here on News Talk. Thank you so much, and anything I can play for you this afternoon, Mr. Cavalry?
Yeah, you know, the accident thing you play all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we played it already, though.
Oh, did you? I'm sorry.
No, how about something else?
Let's see. The guy that answers the phone and acts like he's somebody else.
Oh, the telemarketer, Tom May.
Yeah, the telemarketer.
Okay, we can do that.
Hey, thank you, Greg, and love you, brother.
All right, love you, too. Thank you. All right, it is 4:20. Let's see, Blood on the Carpet, Help Me. Yeah, we'll play that one. So we're lining up some requests here. I'm starting to feel better. Getting the angst out of my system. All right, we're good to go.
Cards issued by Celtic Bank, member FDIC.
Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's credit cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 3.3% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/free. ramp.com/free. ramp.com/free.
Waiting was such a mistake. That's one of the things we hear most after we've successfully treated one of our patients for erectile dysfunction. At Montgomery Men's Health, we want you to know first and foremost that waiting is a mistake. Because the longer you wait, the more difficult it can be to treat your ED. Using what you've got is important, not just for your relationship, but for your overall health. There's some truth to the phrase, if you don't use it, you'll lose it. At Montgomery Men's Health, we'll fight for your ability to consistently perform without the anxiety that so many men experience. In fact, you might even find you're performing like you haven't in a long time. We only treat ED and low T at Montgomery Men's Health, and we've successfully treated many men with protocols that are effective in nearly 90% of cases. We also have the full complement of treatments, including acoustic wave therapy, so you get the one that works best for you. So don't wait. Make an appointment. For just $99, you'll get a medical consultation, blood work, and if medically advised, a test dose. Call today, 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663, or go to montgomerymenshealth.com.
And now, another Guardian Credit Union story.
Hey, Mom.
Hi, dear. I was about to run some errands. Do you need anything at the store?
Well, since you asked, I need a new refrigerator and a laptop so the kids can do their schoolwork.
Okay, that's not exactly what I meant.
And new tires for the car.
Oh, my goodness. I was just going to the grocery store.
Well, you asked me what I need. I need all these things.
Oh, honey, what you need is a loan from Guardian. It'll connect you to everything you need and save you money, too. Guardian helped me when I had to get a hot water heater last month.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Go to Guardian's website at myguardiancu.com or give them a call. Their number is 334-244-9999. I can't get you a laptop, but I'll be happy to grab some cookies for the kids.
Connect with Guardian Credit Union today for all your lending needs. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Great news from Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call about a significant pay raise. Call now, 855-777-9785. That's 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Your chances of encountering an evening shower or storm are small, but not zero. They'll fade out in the overnight hours, low temperature down to about 74. The big story for the weekend will be heat and humidity with highs in the mid-90s, triple-digit heat indices both Saturday and Sunday. Only widely scattered hit-or-miss storms tomorrow. They will be isolated in nature, and more scattered storms will return on Sunday. Otherwise, not much day-to-day change, no cool-off in sight. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. For 50 years, Kubota Equipment has been getting the job done right. And for 40 of those years, Capital Tractor has been helping our customers do more for your home, farm, and work site. Here's to the next 50 years. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me at 424. Supposedly this high-speed chase is now over, the one that was happening in the Millbrook area. Somebody's car flipped, whatever. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Greg. I just wanted to join the club. Being a disabled veteran, I listen to you every day, and don't worry about all this crap. Keep right on going.
I will. Thank you for that encouraging message.
And go ahead and cut the cable and get Ruco.
I guess that's
what I did, and I am a slow, but I caught up on everything. I got six TVs running off of it.
Wow.
So I am thoroughly enjoy your show. Don't ever stop.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate it. Take care. And let's see, Brian, the truck driver.
Hey, Greg. Hi. Love the show, man. Thank you for everything you do. Don't let life get you discouraged. Life is always hard. But anyway, what I feel like is really wrong with a lot of the world today is they don't have daddies like maybe I had and a lot of other people had. I got my tail beat. I mean, I didn't get whippings. My dad, Vietnam vet, he grew up. I'm sure he got it a lot worse than I did. But I thank my dad for every one of those beatings that I got. I really do. It really helped mold me into the man I am today. But I never whipped my sons like I got beat. I guess that's one of the main things it taught me is how not to discipline my children. But
well, you know, the laws that we obey the laws on the street because we know the consequence is jail. In the house, we obeyed the laws with our parents because the consequence was a butt whooping.
Yeah.
And well, see, fortunately, I require very little of that.
Yeah, I got threatened a lot by my in-laws, my ex-wife, about whipping my sons. They said, we're going to call the police. I said, why? I said, they're going to do this. They're going to say I've done nothing wrong. I never left marks. I mean, I never did it when I was mad. But I was threatened with DHR taking my sons away one day at Walmart. And I said, well, at least I can hold DHR responsible for how they turn out if they turn out to be crappy human beings. But I will always whip my sons as long as I have to.
Hopefully that's
but
fair.
They turned out, and I was fair with them. Mm-hmm. But anyway, my baby is now a Marine, and the most proud moment of my life is when he hugged me after boot camp and told me thank you for how I raised you.
That is so awesome. Yeah. You know, and the thing is, what makes the Marines work? You might get a butt whipping if you don't do what you're told to do by your sergeant.
Yeah, I mean, it's discipline. But my oldest son don't talk to me much anymore. That's all right. I still love him. I'll always love him. But anyway, I just feel like there's not enough discipline in the world anymore. People get away with way too much. It's sad, really.
Well, I mean, and thank you for the comment. That's the gist of the Soros thing. Why would you be a prosecutor if you're not willing to prosecute crimes? But Soros has put people in place who are willing to overlook crimes that they don't agree with and prosecute conservatives, happily so. And good for DeSantis. I mean, that was just such a presidential move he made. 428, Bo. Sometimes the whole world seems like shaking cream.
I have a sad story to tell you. It may hurt your feelings a bit. Last night when I walked into my bathroom, I stepped in a big pile of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. I think I'll break off with my girlfriend. Her antics are queer, I'll admit. Each time I say, darling, I love you, she tells me that I'm full of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. Our baby fell out of the window. You'd think that her head would be split. But good luck was with her that morning. She fell in a barrel of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. An old lady died in a bathtub. She died from a terrible fit. In order to fulfill her wishes, she was buried in 6 feet of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. When I was in France with the army, one day I looked into my kit. I thought I would find me a sandwich, but the darn thing was loaded with shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. And now, folks, my story is ended. I think it is time I should quit. If any of you feel offended, stick your head in a barrel of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen.
431, here's Tom Maid, the telemarketer.
Hello.
Can I speak to Thomas Maid?
This is Tom.
Mr. Maid, this is Tanya. I was a girl. I'm just following up with you. I'd called you back in December about renewing your subscription.
Help me. I'm being held against my will. You gotta help me.
I'm sorry, do what?
I'm being held against my will. You gotta get me out of here.
Okay, sir. I'm gonna put you on hold for a second.
Don't leave me. Don't hang up the phone. I'm scared. Don't hang up the phone. Please don't hang up.
Tell me again, what's going on?
I can't take it anymore. They've taken everything from me. I had a 66 Chevelle Super Sport with Craigers, and they stole it. And they traded it for a minivan.
Are you at 4111 Morgan James?
No, no, that's my old address. They took me from there. I'm not there anymore. That's not how I was.
Where are you now?
They keep me moving. I don't know. One night it's like football practice. The next night it's scouts. And there's this little one. And he can torture me. Watches iCarly. He watches it all day long over and over again. And it's, I can't take it anymore. You gotta get me out of here.
Are you talking about your family?
They're thinking about money. They're thinking about where to live.
Okay. I can't help you.
Hello.
The Seth Spotlow Experience.
All right, the room just got a little cheerier.
I'm reading your column, man. It's great. And I'm only halfway through.
The actual magazine is out. River Region Boom, available all over the place for free.
And you look really good on the picture, okay?
That's why I put it there. I try not to publish ugly pictures of myself. Here's Station Wagon Pete.
Good afternoon. I owe you a telephone call.
You do?
Yeah, the other day you were asking me about my Jack Ingram car.
Oh, yes, I did, because I know you bought, and I wanted to thank you. And how's everything going with that?
Everything is going fantastic. Absolutely love this car.
If I recall, you purchased a signature pre-owned Volkswagen for the gas mileage.
Yes, I did, sir.
How is that working out for you?
On the average, I'm getting 50 miles of the gallon.
Wow. Wow. That sounds pretty impressive to me.
Yep, and that's why I said driving a stick shift is a lost art in this country.
Yeah, it is. Well, that's great, man. I mean, that's... I just hope when people are ready to buy a car for whatever the reason, whether it's better gas mileage or something of a more recent vintage, that you'll get what you went to get at Jack Ingram. And I really, really appreciate that, Pete.
Yep, absolutely. I mean, Tiff is the man. He's got an awesome sales staff.
Yeah. That's... Everybody says that, I suppose. But you know what? I have been there so many times, and I've done 8 deals with them, okay? And I've gotten to know those folks, and they are the consummate professionals.
That is correct, sir, and they're like family to me.
Well, I'm so glad. I appreciate that you did business with them, and thank you from the bottom of my heart, man. Have a great time in that vehicle.
Yeah, it's not a problem. As a matter of fact, as I say, I work.
Anything I can play for you this afternoon?
I was wondering if you could play that Celebrities on Weed. I thought that is hilarious.
Sure. Yeah, that'll be coming up before the top of the hour. Thanks.
Thank you, Greg. Have a good afternoon and a good weekend.
All righty. There's yet another listener, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate it. It went to Jack Ingram looking for a specific result, meaning a car that delivered great gas mileage, because they do a lot of driving, and they were getting killed in a low-mileage vehicle. And you just heard 50 mpg. Visit Jack Ingram Volkswagen on the Boulevard or jackingram.com. Six great brands, signature pre-owns, and the value car lot. Everything thoroughly vetted before it goes on their lot. 435. T-Spear.
Six great brands, and every now and then they get a Subaru Outback, and it gets right at 30 miles to the gallon, and I absolutely love it. And I thank you so much for sending for the recommendation to send me to Jack Ingram. That was wonderful. My main call was on how to deal with the telemarketers on car insurance. What I do is when they start in on their spiel, I ask them, oh, this is wonderful. Does this mean that I can finally get insurance on my 97 Toyota Tacoma? They hang up real quick.
Oh.
It really makes a big difference when at least you can laugh at them and cause them to have an angst when they try and sell you something.
When a 97 Tacoma, do you really have one of those?
Yes, I do.
Well, they won't insure what, for body damage or how about liability? They'd sell you that, wouldn't they?
Oh no! I can still get that kind of insurance, but I can't get an extended warranty on the engine.
Oh yeah, yeah. On a 25-year-old car, I can see that where they might be reluctant.
It works really good too. I drive it about once a week, and I get about 6 or 7 requests every time I take it out.
I misunderstood. I thought you were talking about auto body insurance and not.
Oh no.
Warranty insurance.
This is the extended warranty. It's absolutely wonderful.
Cool.
So when they call you for extended warranty, figure out what the oldest vehicle you have is or one that you want and say, oh, good, this means that you'll finally extend the warranty on this. They hang up real quick.
Anything I can play for you this afternoon, T-Spear? I'm running out of time.
Well, I do, you know, I know you don't like it, so make it at the very end, but I would love to hear my Marines suck it up one more time.
Oh, the suck it up? That's coming up in a few minutes.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Somebody just asked
y'all
for
have
it.
A good weekend.
All right, you too. Okay. We've got a lot going on with traffic, that high-speed chase and so forth. The skipper has the latest.
Well, other than a little bit of congestion on Northeast Boulevard and Highway 231 to Wetumpka, we are light to moderate traffic all over Montgomery this afternoon. We had a high-speed chase reported in Millbrook a little while ago. The chased folks headed up Highway 40, and now we're supposedly headed over towards Highway 31. Apparently, there was some damage done around Stony Point. That'll be right near Autauga County Road 85 and Alpha Springs Road. Buckle up and be safe out there this afternoon. It's getting wild and woolly. Reinhardt Toyota hiring new car sales consultants. The pay is $3,600 a month. Some sales experience preferred. Stop by Reinhardt Toyota or go to jobsreinhardttoyota.com. Skywatch Traffic, Wendell Che.
Don't miss Brubaker's Summer Service Special with multi-point inspection, tire rotation, oil change, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Ellis Askew with Alabama News Network. Montgomery police are looking for a person of interest in a murder. Authorities want to question 57-year-old Curtis King about the killing of Enrico Coleman that happened in the 4300 block of Woodley Square West on March 28th. Curtis King is urged to contact the Montgomery Police Department as soon as possible. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. Auburn quarterback T.J. Finley is scheduled to practice today as the Tigers open fall camp despite his arrest on a charge of attempting to elude Auburn police. Finley turned himself in to police. He was booked but released after making his $3,000 bond. Head football coach Brian Harsin confirmed Finley will practice later today. The Montgomery DA's office partnered with the Street Life Community Development Corporation and Bible Fellowship Apostolic Church for a back-to-school explosion today. Free backpacks and school supplies were given out. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Mary?
Yes, Bob?
Did you just turn on some water someplace?
No, why?
Well, there's no hot water. Hand me a towel, will you?
No hot water? But your folks will be here soon, and I still have to do the dishes. And what about my shower?
I'll take care of it.
Bob, I won't let you try to fix the plumbing again.
Don't worry. I learned my lesson last time. Cole Plumbing can fix it. I just need to call them, and that way I'll have plenty of time to rewire the fuse box.
At Cole Plumbing, your problem isn't your problem. It's our problem.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Hey, this is David.
And Becca from Fantail Seafood and Steakhouse.
My wife and I want to invite you for an evening out to dine with us.
Bring the whole family, closest friends, or someone special for a night of fantastic scratch-made food and cocktails.
We serve everything from the best ribeye or crab cake around to a blackened grouper Caesar salad made just for you.
Be sure to plan to save room for the most decadent cheesecake you've ever put in your mouth.
When you think dinner,
think Fantail.
Where we're always off the hook.
Gosh, I am just so overwhelmed feeling sorry for Brittany Griner, the WNBA star who plays in Europe during the WNBA offseason and tried to smuggle pot into Russia, where it's extremely illegal. The same woman who took a knee for our national anthem. Hey, Brittany, enjoy your 9 years. I hope you rot in there. I really do. This is called karma. I have no sympathy for her whatsoever. Don't try and tell. You know, in our there was a movie, I forget the name of it off the top of my head, but it was about a guy, an American, who tried to be a drug mule going into somewhere overseas, and he ended up in jail and was horrible. What was the name of that film?
I can't remember.
In the
70s. I didn't know what you're talking about, though. I cannot remember the name of
it.
Now it's a TV show, Locked Up Abroad.
Well, yeah, there is that. There is that. But this was a movie, and it had a theme that was a big hit. Can't remember it.
Yeah, it's right on tip of my tongue.
Don't.
After I hang up, I remember what it is. I promise you.
Me too.
Yeah, I don't feel sorry for Brittany.
No, not one freaking bit. You turned your back. Her. You pissed on your country. And now we're supposed to come rescue your sorry ass out of a Russian jail and release a terrorist. Get out of here. Go to hell.
I don't think so. But
they will.
You know what this problem with all the technical stuff that you were talking about? But I really feel sorry for, you know, folks that are just really, they're elderly, okay?
Yeah.
I don't even want to hit another learning curve.
Yeah.
I mean, the last
no,
thing
I'm
I
right
do
there with you. That's
break
why
out a manual.
You know, that's where I'm kind of at, too. Same thing. Do I really want to graduate to the next level? I might die tomorrow. I'm at, you know, I could be gone.
You won't. The movie's
me and Rosie have a mutual friend that used to work in a retirement home, a nursing home. And he said every day he would have to go around to the same individuals.
Yes.
And fix their TV and their remote because it's so complicated. My mother, same way. I mean, when it doesn't work, they just start punching buttons.
Yeah, well,
you know, and there's no telling what all they've screwed up.
Give it one big smack.
Yep.
Anyway, but yeah, I definitely can relate to not wanting another learning curve on technology for sure. Play me Crocodile Hunter, please.
You got it. Thank you for the call. 444 right after the weather.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Great news from Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call about a significant pay raise. Call now, 855-777-9785. That's 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Your chances of encountering an evening shower or storm are small, but not zero. They'll fade out in the overnight hours, low temperature down to about 74. The big story for the weekend will be heat and humidity with highs in the mid-90s, triple-digit heat indices both Saturday and Sunday. Only widely scattered hit-or-miss storms tomorrow. They will be isolated in nature, and more scattered storms will return on Sunday. Otherwise, not much day-to-day change, no cool-off in sight. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASC Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASC Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
445.
I wanted to talk about the crocodile hunter.
Did you?
Because I think...
Yeah, you're going to make him sad.
Because I think, you know, it was tragic at the time. But I think, I don't know, people come and then they're shocked. Oh, hey, you wouldn't believe it, who got killed? The crocodile hunter. Please don't make me laugh at this. He was 44 years old. I'm like, that's a ripe old age for a crocodile hunter. And you know, I had to be pissed about it, were the crocodiles, because he got killed by some fruity fish. And, so the crocodiles were like, hey, man, that crocodile hunter got killed. Who did it, Frank? You don't even want to know, man. Yo, Bill, man, you had a chance when the guy go, man, I had a chance. I had that mother... He was Tommy the Stick. I could eat him and his head. I don't feel good about this. You remember I ever tell you that story, Bill? Yeah, only 1,000 times.
Short wave. Take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
I am not making this up. It's in this week's Weekly World News. And it's the third time it's happened in 3 weeks. The face of Meatloaf has appeared as an image in the Meatloaf served at a Dallas diner. Wow. And it's not far from where he was born.
It looks just like him.
It's amazing. I just posted this on my Facebook page. I hope you'll take a look. I am stunned.
I made Meatloaf this week.
You don't sound too confident in that. Here's Chris. Chris?
Yeah. Hey, Greg.
Yes, sir.
I think that movie you're referring to is Midnight Express.
Yes, and it was graphic enough that anybody that watched it would really, really think twice about trying to smuggle contraband into any foreign country.
Oh, yeah. I was wondering if you get a chance to ask Chad. I'm hearing there are hints that enough people are having bad reactions to the vaccine and that are dying within a week of getting the vaccine.
Yes.
That enough people might get together and get a class action suit or something, even though you're not supposed to be able to
Look at our brain-dead president in the White House. He has tested positive for 7 straight days. It's the second time he's gotten it since he was double-vaxxed and boosted. Anybody that calls that a vaccine is, it's killing people. It is screwing people up in any number of ways. Blood clots, all kinds of ways.
Bernie Sanders, staying alive.
Nice.
And if you can, the Tom Mann thing where the Christmas carolers come.
That's one of my favorites too. Yeah. Okay, I got that out.
All right, thank you.
Stay tuned. All of these things are coming up. And yes, I'm going to play the heel pain, but I got to do a quick message here for John Lee Paints, since my personal Rembrandt is in the room and works with it and knows the quality that we're talking about.
It's great paint. Covers good. Very thick. It's not watery.
No, and that thickness has to do with its viscosity, which is why the Alabama elements can't get underneath it and ruin it. Not long after you put it on. That means you've got mildew. That means all of that paint will have to come off. If you want it to look nice, if you use a great paint like John Lee's Solar Proof on an outdoor project, if it gets dirty, you can hit it with a hose, pressure washer, regular hose, get the dirt off. If the dirt doesn't come off, that means it's under the paint, and that is a big project. So avoid that. Get the best result you can by picking a great paint for indoor or outdoor and getting it at John Lee Paints, 34 Coliseum Boulevard, just north of Atlanta Highway, where the sign says, Land of the Free, because of the brave. And don't you love that?
Yes.
Inside, a team of people has been dedicated to helping people paint beautiful homes for over four decades. And they can answer any question you have, because when it comes to your time and money and paint, there is no such thing as a dumb question. At John Lee Paints, and we thank them for their support at 450, we're ready. I'm going to play it. It's been requested three times today. So I may as well suck it up and play.
So other than the fact I can hardly walk, I'm doing...
Oh, I knew. See, you can't go. You can't do it, can you? You just can't refrain from sharing your maladies with everybody. Needy, needy, needy. I said it yesterday. You've proved it.
So I'm so upset about this heel. I'm doing so well. My power walking, and I want to stop because I got a sore heel. What can I do?
Cue the music.
No.
If you're going to whine, you need the music.
Let me just tell you something.
Go ahead and get it all out.
Driving to the 24-hour Walgreens, because
yes,
Adams Drugs is not open overnight, unfortunately,
yes,
is an adventure in this town. Meet some interesting people.
And why were you going to Walgreens?
Because I needed...
In the middle of the night, in the wee hours of the morning.
Something I could stick in my shoe that would give me some cushion.
Oh. And did that help? No?
No.
Oh.
You know, I'm putting creams and salves and...
Oh, no.
Pungent smelling
two
paint.
Two old goats.
Todd, good morning.
Hey, Todd.
Morning, how are y'all?
Good, how are
We're
you?
Just good. Well, actually, Greg has this heel thing going on.
Oh, wait a minute. Since you brought that up.
Oh, wait, that's, yeah.
Jay, I
that's
need you
what
to...
That's what I'm calling about.
Oh, you are?
Yes, I am. Greg, my younger brother was in the Marine Corps. And with all the hiking and all that they do, they have sore feet. And he told me the advice that he got to take care of it. And just go to your nearest grocery store and go to the paper goods aisle. And, you know, the styrofoam plates, the disposable plates?
Yeah.
Find those and look on the top shelf. There'll be a box of straws. Take one out, suck it the hell up. That's what my brother was told by his drill instructor when he thought he broke his ankle.
I'm only silent because I'm busy writing all this advice down. Sounds like we already have something for best of 2015.
I believe we have a box of straws in the kitchen. Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
Now, hold on. Jay's going to give you the number for Mary with microphones so you can call and entertain them sometime, too.
I bet they don't whine. Oh, my goodness.
I don't want to do the show anymore.
Man.
Sorry,
Greg. That was a benefit to the show. I'm sorry.
I think the pain threshold has reached a level now where I should go seek medical treatment immediately.
I thought we were about to get some weird remedy. Like, well, you take that styrofoam and you rub it all over yourself, and that'll heal your endorphins and make your mystical...
When we were going back to coast to coast.
When he said styrofoam plates, I'm starting to think, okay, I'm going to trace the pattern of my shoe on the styrofoam, and I'll cut out, and the styrofoam will cushion the heel. That sounded like...
I had no idea.
Oh, that was absolutely... priceless.
Well, you can tell by the way I use my walker. I'm not a woman's man, I'm a non-stop talker. I am loud and I am old. Been here so long, I'm covered in mold. It's all right, it's okay. You may be saying there is no way. Try to understand, it is my plan to take down Trump. I am the man. Whether you're a voter or whether you're a donor, I'm staying alive, staying alive. Feel the country breaking and everyone is shaking. I'm staying alive, staying alive. I'm staying alive, staying alive. I'm staying alive.
That was a request.
I ran out of air.
Yeah, one of these days you will. He will threaten to run for president next year, and the Democrats will come along with a big pile of money, another house, and maybe a new sports car. And he'll go away. That's how it works in Bernieville. That's why socialism works so well for him. Is this the Tammy B, as in Tammy Burkhalter, as in Tammy from Prattville Farm Center?
Hey, y'all. It's Tammy from Mama's Produce.
Mama's Produce. Yeah. Yeah, how you doing?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Good.
Good.
Well, I am kind of at my wit's end. I want to do the key lime pie thing we discussed. Because I want to take care of the medical expenses for this dog who is
for
climbed into my heart, and the young lady that rescued him and took responsibility for all those medical bills, and the people that rejected that sweet boy when she tried to return him. Well, I can't. I'm involved. I can't help it. So that's how are you? Enough about me. How's Mama?
I'm good. I'm busy, and it's good.
Glad to know that.
We need to set up a time for you to come sell some key lime pies for that baby.
Yes, we will do that.
We did. Now, tomorrow, though, we're having hog paws come, and they're going to be grilling out at about 10:30. Some pork loin sandwiches and some ribs will be ready. And we just might throw some corn on the grill.
Oh, wow.
But we did have a cooler full, or freezer full, of Blue Ribbon Dairy ice cream. Ooh. So we've got barbecue, ice cream. We got all kind of stuff going on tomorrow. So come on up. And if you want to bring some key lime pie to sell, bring them with you.
I won't have time to make them and have them set, but thinking down the road a week or two,
sure.
Is there space there, a refrigerated space where I can store some pies?
We will work it out, Greg.
Okay.
We will work it out.
Well, excellent. And by the way, if you haven't been to Prattville Farm Center and seen Mama's Produce, you're missing out. And that food sounds awesome tomorrow. I may dispatch my correspondent, Seth Spotlow, for an on-the-scene report.
Hey, I can always help on that one.
Yeah. Thank you, Tammy.
All right. Y'all have a great afternoon.
You too. All right. You can check out Mama's Produce on Facebook as well.
Ooh, so am I going to be helping you make pies soon?
You might.
I'm ready when you are, boss. I can cook. My meatloaf was good, even though my face was kind of shifty.
You did not talk about your meatloaf. And when you talk about your meatloaf, you need to talk like you know what you're doing and that you made a good one.
Oh, I know it was good.
Your voice was filled. Well, you'll eat anything.
Yeah. See, that's why I was...
You'll put it in a dish on the floor if you have to.
10-second rule, man. 10-second rule.
So, but you know when your meatloaf is right.
Oh, yeah. It was good. Even my kid ate it. Yeah.
You know what I found? I've been going through some, you know, I save all these sentimental things. I'm going through some stuff in this thing I call the memory bubble, and I found the lid to a jar of Gerber's baby food. And it was the last jar of Gerber's baby food that was left in the pantry, and it was a long time after she had stopped eating it. So I took the top off the jar, threw the stuff away, and on the inside of the lid wrote Janelle's last baby food.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I'm taking it to Florida.
Oh, yeah. That is awesome.
I'm such a sentimental. Oh my God, look at the time.
Yeah.
If Rich hadn't reminded me.
Boy, look at the time.
That traffic situation is over, by the way, that chase.
Well, as we get closer to quitting time, we're getting a lot of cars on the road. I-65 and 85 are busy through downtown Montgomery. We got a good bit of traffic on East Boulevard, North.